would have a lot of hue and cry about national offices being protected and everybody is being penalized.
Right.
And we don't need more gripes. And actually, we don't need more gripes than already we have all over the place. Called for or uncalled for or whatever it is. But I think this would calm down a lot of the atmosphere. Thank you.
Yes,
I think you have a point. Okay, Richard. We should probably start heading towards a vote here. But go ahead,
okay.
Richard, and then we'll do maybe one more round of discussion, but not more than that.
Am I audible? I've asked being stuck about three times.
Oh, well, you are now. I might have missed you before. Go ahead, Michael. We'll go to Richard after you because he's talked a lot.
I think that in the nature of how we develop the budgets, we develop the station budgets first, and based on that, in a sense, the national budget, because it gives a sense of what the payments of central services will be. I think that, although I agree with Monty that it's important, I feel like the important way to deal with it is to have somebody here, as people said, on an ongoing basis. From the national office who can deal with financial issues. I think if it becomes apparent from a couple of the station budgets that stations are not being able to make their national, central services payments, then it would behoove us to have a session looking at the national budget and see if there's anything that can be reduced there to accommodate the fact that we're not getting the payments. But I do think that the station budgets are the primary ones that have to give, both in terms of the ability to raise funds and the ability to spend funds, that can be corrected mid-course, much more so than the national office at this point.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I also see Manajay's perceptual point, and sometimes perceptions, count around here. Okay, well, speaking for myself, I could go either way. Manajay, I think you should compose, we should get back to you to compose what this amendment does to the language with our Paul, but you're going to change some words, it sounds like. And Richard, you wanted to respond, so let's go to that.
Okay, Manajay, you were saying, you were phrasing that like we're exempting the national office. No, we're not exempting anything. You know, we're not including all the buttons on our shirt or something like that. You know, what we're looking at is station budgets that go awry, and if they don't go awry, the national budget is directly connected to the station budget. So we don't need to be talking to the national budget. Think in terms of all this stuff coming in. And the more stuff that comes in, the more time it consumes, the more committee hours, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we're asking here for, I'm asking for more work out of us because to respond to these things, we have to stay very focused and we have to focus on the... Could you mute your phone, whoever?
Okay.
John, Jack, please.
No, whoever has friends, I can't talk over your friends. Please mute your phone. I'm not lucky enough to have friends, so it's quiet in my house. But we're asking for us all to do more work here. And it's good work, because if we do it, we won't be going bankrupt. But we don't need to go out and bring in unnecessary reports, and the national office report would be an unnecessary report, I think.
John Sestak.
John Sestak. I think we need to concentrate on the stations. This is about the stations. This is not about anything else. It's not about general fundraising or any other stuff. It's just station budgets and getting feedback and responding every quarter so that we know that they're not gonna go out of whack. And so I am certainly going to vote against the amendment. I think we need to stay on the message and concentrate and focus on these stations. And, you know, if this leads to something else and we need to talk to the national office about something or other, we can do that later in the future. But right now, this is a big enough pie to be baking. We don't need to put a bunch of trim on the thing. We just need to concentrate on the stations, get this out there. Who knows? We got to still take this to the PMB. You know, the people that don't want the stations to have to do any extra work, may dynamite it before we get it there. But I think we need to concentrate on what the problem is. The problem is the stations not staying with their budget. And that's what I wrote the motion about, the original motion. And that's what I think is the problem, and I think that's what we're concentrating on. Thank you.
John Winnett?
Yes, I would say that the common sense approach to this would be to note that the Finance Committee is primarily made up of two people from each of the five stations, so that you have a team of people working on the activity that Richard has proposed. So it makes perfect sense to work that way, and if there's something else that needs to be done later, that's fine. But we are carrying forth the primary purpose with two people assigned, so that we have a PMB member and the treasurer also working together. And that is the logic behind Richard's motion, and I would support it unamended and would urge people to defeat the amendment and vote for the proposal that he has made in the form of the motion. Thank you.
Okay. You guys surprise me sometimes. I thought we had a short meeting tonight, but we didn't. Okay. Well, I don't want to cut off discussion. So is there anyone else who wants to be heard on this? If not, I'm going to go to Manajay and our poll to work out what the amendment is, and then we'll pretty much go to a vote. So this is basically last call. Okay. Oh, go ahead, Manajay.
Yes. Can I ask our poll to read what he has?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. Okay. What I have is the NFC requests that the PNB direct that all station general managers shall report to the NFC quarterly about the performance of their station's current budget, and if the budget becomes unbalanced into the red, that the general manager shall propose immediate changes that will bring the budget back into balance.
So, okay, what is the amendment then?
I'll read it one more time.
But it didn't have...
I don't have it. Nobody made an amendment yet. We're waiting for wording for the amendment. That's what I thought.
Read the original one more time.
The original one more time. The NFC requests that the PNB direct that all station general managers shall report to the NFC quarterly about the performance of their station's current budget. And if the budget becomes unbalanced into the red, that the general manager shall propose immediate changes that will bring the budget back into balance.
Yeah, I think, Manager, what you would need to do is you would need to...
make a new motion. Actually, I think I'm listening to this right. I'd listen to it. I think maybe I need to make a new motion. Don't amend this. Keep this as it is, and as basically have very basic that PMB, request that national office gives the report that we then can decide about how often or something like that. Because I think if we don't, you have said it, and you're part of the report that you have been, first of all, you have been the bridge, which is fine. You have been doing a great job. But also, we don't know if the next person is coming is going to be the same type of bridge that you have been. But also, we need to hear from national office as well. Because I hear it from BAI discussions that is going on, and I'm sure the other places this is going on. And we need a report from national office as well. And I really believe that it's going to play as a check and balance on the stations. Thank you so much. And also, we would like actually part of this, maybe some other time, part of our markers to ask each station to say if they have paid the national office portions of it or not. They have to be very clear about that when they are reporting, so we know where the national office is. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. That is the great hole, is how much central services have been paid and how much hasn't been paid. It's the hardest answer to get it's the hardest question to get an answer to, always.
And actually, it's a hard question, and also, I have never from BAI, my experience is with BAI, always they tell us, oh, we are paying anything, we are current. And then we hear national office tell us, no, they are not current, they are behind on rent, they are behind on this, they are behind. So I would like to see reports that are accurate and realistic, and also to tell us some of this. You know, I'm going to get more education from you, but I'm going to not to make the amendment. I'm going to have it as a motion later after this. Thank you.
Okay. So here's what I'm hearing. Okay. So here's what I'm hearing, just for comprehension, is we have Richard's motion on the floor. We're going to put it to a vote. Manager is going to craft for the next meeting a motion relating to NFC oversight of the National Office Division, and we'll just entertain that separately. We have plenty of time to do it next week. And those will be two separate motions, which I think is good. Is that right, Manager? Are you comfortable thinking about it for a week and coming back with something next week?
Absolutely. I would work with our Paul and, you know, our Paul on that.
Perfect.
If he agrees, work with me.
Okay.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Larry.
We will. Okay, perfect. All right, so Richard's motion is on the floor. We just had it read twice. I assume everybody's got it. We are going to go ahead and call the roll on that motion.
Could the chair ask if there's objection?
Oh, sure. Are there any objections to the motion? Or anybody want to abstain for the record? Oh, okay. The end. Done. Okay, so that motion is passed.
Thank you, committee. I'm proud of you.
Yes, and we will try to get this through the PNB if possible before the PNB turns into a puff of smoke. See how that goes.
I think the secretary will get it on the agenda.
Yes, and those of you who are continuing on the PNB will have to pick it up and make sure that it makes it into the 2014 PNB if necessary. Okay, so two notes for next week. We will be expecting reports from both KPFA and WPFW.
Manager, can I ask you a question? I didn't understand. I'm not clear about what you said. That you said that Richard said that the secretary is going to put on PNB's agenda, and then you said NFC, make sure that gets on the other 2014 agenda. What does that mean? That if we pass it now, shouldn't we active for the next session as well?
Yes, okay. That was a little bit of PNB humor, but basically Richard will get it on to the next agenda in the Finance Committee report.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that we will get to it at the next meeting. I don't know that that's a fact. I think it's unlikely. We may get to it on the 23rd on the PNB.
Yes.
If that's not the case, then I was just asking those of you that are continuing on the PNB on this Finance Committee to remember this function and just make sure that it makes it from the agenda from the last meeting of the previous PNB into the new PNB, because sometimes things fall into a hole. So just keep an eye on the motion and make sure that it proceeds.
Thank you.
Yeah, end of the year motions from committees can be tricky. Okay, so we have two motions that will be coming in for next week. One will be R. Paul's regarding the FCA, and Manage's regarding the national office. As I understand it, I'm supposed to ask Summer to attend on the 14th. I will do that. And we'll be hearing reports from WPFW and KPFA. Anything else?
Are we going to have a CFO next time?
I do not believe that is the case.
Not good.
Agreed. That will be remedied as soon as possible.
Could we get someone else from the national office for the earlier discussion? Maybe somebody?
I'm going to request that either the executive director join us on the call or someone else from the national office. I am fairly confident that it would not be the CFO. There may be another individual who could join us if the executive director can't. Is there a preference for it to be someone from the national office who is not the executive director? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just, earlier we said that since the CFO is not able to, we would try to get somebody who was conversant with the financial matters, ED is fine.
Yeah. Well, let me see who we can get, but I will insist that we get somebody. And if I hear anything midweek, I'll try to report back to the listserv so you guys know what to expect. We may be able to get one of the accounting personnel. I don't know, but it's not up to me, so I'll just have to ask. I will also ask that we, you know, the national office seat or the accounting staff seat on the NFC be filled. If there's not a CFO, it needs to be filled by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we don't just have these long blank spaces with nobody attending. I think that, you know, they often feel that the budgetary process is not the best use of time. But I think that if it is someone who's dealing with the accounting every day, it is a good use of time, and we want them to be conversant with the budgetary processes. So, should happen. Okay, is there anything else? Okay, sounds good. So we'll meet again in a week, and have a good night, and thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
All right, good night.